This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, May 12, 2008. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, a poet asks,
who are we talking to?
The poet is Chase Twitchell, founder and editor of Ausable Press. Ausable is the name of a river in the Adirondack Mountains of northern New York State, where the press is located. Their motto is Poetry Against the Current. Now, exactly what the current is that their poetry is against isn't clear. It could be contemporary politics, contemporary culture, but it could also be the current that carries with it the hundreds of thousands of poems that are published each year.
Who's going to read this stuff? The kids who are playing video games and who have to be forced at gunpoint to read poems in school? Is it going to be the poetry out loud, rap style, free associators? I don't think so.
Chase Twitchell thinks that poetry has got to change in order to do its job, which she says is to change the way we perceive ourselves in the world.
I believe it has to evolve as fast as we are evolving in terms of culture, language, etc., which means super fast, and venture into a new kind of speech. And I think because of the state of the world, because of global warming and war and the Bush regime, I'll say out loud, I think we're in big trouble and that we better speak with real urgency now. I don't think there's much left we can do.
Her dissatisfaction with poetry's performance in our era is stated fairly baldly in her short poem, Vestibule, which asks...
It asks what I think is probably the most important question we can ask right now, which is, what should our poems be about now? Vestibule. What etiquette holds us back from more intimate speech, especially now at the end of the world? Can't we begin a conversation here in the vestibule, then gradually move it inside? What holds us back from saying things outright? We've killed the earth, yet we speak of other things. Our words should cauterize all wounds to the truth.
Chase Twitchell reading Vestibule. Now, when I first read this poem, I knew that a vestibule was a room or hall next to the outer door of a building.
Can't we begin a conversation here in the vestibule, then gradually move it inside?
So it's kind of a seduction. Poetry is a seduction in this poem, where the poet first encounters the reader in a semi-public space and then tries to get us to go inside with her to a more intimate place. But it's not going so well.
What holds us back from saying things outright?
What I didn't know when I first read this poem was that vestibule also has an anatomical meaning of a bodily cavity leading to some other cavity or space, like an ear or a mouth or even a vagina. We thought we were entering a building with the poet, but maybe it's also a body, a wounded body.
We've killed the earth, yet we speak of other things. Our words should cauterize all wounds to the truth.
So the poem is saying that it's the poet's job to change the conversation, to write poems that will heal those wounds with surgical precision.
One of the things that I'm most concerned with is the place where the reader and the writer meet, which is something that I think all writers think about. What I'm offering as a place where we might meet is a place where it's both dangerous and a fiction. So that, in a way, I'm challenging the reader. I'm saying, I'm talking to you directly, pal, but would you really want to come to a place like where I'm going in order to talk to me?
One of those places is found in a poem called Snow Globe of Vesuvius, a snow globe being one of those scenes inside of a fluid-filled plastic or glass thingy with flecks of fake snow. And Vesuvius, of course, is the volcano that erupted and buried Pompeii in 79 AD.
I want to introduce a kind of clearly classical but clearly invented landscape so that we know where we are metaphorically, but we don't necessarily know where we are literally. Obviously, I do not live on the flank of Vesuvius in Pompeii.
In a snow globe.
In a snow globe. But in a way, I do. I'm a poet, after all.
Mm-hmm. Here's Chase Twitchell reading Snow Globe of Vesuvius.
I live on the flank of Vesuvius in Pompeii. Each day the sky fills with leaflets, smokelets, prayers to powers aglitter, whether storming or still. The old ones, Micah. The new ones, who knows what. Everyone knows there's more than one kind of consciousness. Everyone knows that in the snow globe of Vesuvius, the snow is really ash. Each time the volcano buries the town. Would you meet me in a world like that? If not there, where?
Chase Twitchell reading Snow Globe of Vesuvius. You can see why Vesuvius would appear in a work of a poet who is intensely pessimistic about our ability to deal with global warming and other environmental catastrophes.
I don't hold out a great deal of hope for the survival of the planet in any form that we know it.
But classical references like Vesuvius are probably also there in her poetry, in large part for a more personal reason. Her father taught high school Latin.
And he used to travel a lot and bring artifacts back. And he once brought me a clay mask, of which apparently they made zillions, and people would buy them for a few cents and then break them at the shrines as they asked for something or prayed for something.
In ancient Greece or Rome?
These would have been Roman. And so he gave me a mask of a maiden, but it's half a face because the rest of it has been smashed. And I always thought she was very mysterious with her one bald eye. So this poem is from her point of view.
A view that is suspiciously similar to the poet's. Here's Chase Twitchell reading Mask of a Maiden.
My lips are clay, for centuries unkissed. I thought middle age would not pass so quickly. Time is cruel. I look in the mirror. Now the word cruel scares me. My ambition is not to write the starlit poems of our age, our final words, which in any case are just graffiti from here on out. Yesteryear straight through to the afterlife. Though wasn't the middle part supposed to be longer? Yes, this is the last house, the twilight house. No one tells you when youth is over.
You can read more poems by Chase Twitchell on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Her latest book is Dog Language, published by Copper Canyon Press. We always like to hear from listeners. We know people are listening. We can count all the downloads, but it's always encouraging to hear from individual listeners. Write an email and tell us what you think of Chase Twitchell's poetry or this program. Our address is podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.